Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the Beatitudes, what these are even all about. And in most cases, what we had come to actually do with this, have we been fair in dealing with the Beatitudes? Or have we become those kinds of people who did not actually deal with this quite properly? It's a question that comes to mind. And also the very aspect of saying, you know, beatitudes, how do they actually affect our lives? What do we see in our lives? How do these culminate when we speak of beatitudes? How do these culminate? You know, that's one issue to look into. So I trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We're talking about beatitudes, what they are all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of these, the beatitudes themselves. All right. Let me come back to you, Mruti Mraka. When we talk about beatitudes, I spoke about that one. It's also in Revelations 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. A beatitude is also making use of the strength that the Father has given us, because we continually say, the one who is born by the Spirit has overcome the world, and that is a beatitude. And yet the Father speaks about this in a way that is so amazing. He says in Revelation 3 verses 5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This is a beauty. Being confessed by him before the Father and the angels. And he says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my Father. And he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of Abba Yahuwah, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from Abba Yahuwah, and I will write it on him, my new name. A beauty is the power he has given us to overcome while still here on earth. And this that I read is the result of the power he had given us already. What say you, Mruti?
Indeed, my brother. You know, it's you said something in practice.
Oh yes.
In practice.
Yeah.
Because they are all about application. The application of the Torah of God. You see, whatever the Torah is,
yes,
we can read it. But the application, now our Adamic minds always think, the minds of the flesh always think, when I read there, the Bible says, keep the Sabbath. I must do certain things on a certain day, or I must, and I'm going to try. You know, the time that the Lord impacted me strongly is when I was trying to do the Ten Commandments. And I was young, I was about 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I was beaten by one. At the age of 12, I could see that. But there is not a day we don't eat and do so. And then I struggled with it. And then ultimately I said, these things don't work. And so I tend to be now to do life like everybody else. But the Lord was patient with me, because even as he was pursuing me to convict me in this, that It's not you, it's me who does it through you. I was listening to our sister, soon to be a doctor there, that the strength really that comes, it comes from God himself. So we must yield to him. We yield to the Spirit that he must work through us and see the application. Now, even the New Testament writings are not written for us to say, I'm going to love my brother in Christ as I love myself. I'm going to lay down my life, because that's failure. The main thing is, I'm going to obey the Father.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the will of the Father. That's the whole attitude. I should accentuate the things of the Spirit. What? I'm going to listen to what Yeshua says. If I take in his word, reading it daily, he who speaks in me and says to me, you see, your wife has said this, and you want to respond, and those things happen in a split second. You want to respond this way, but me, I want you to respond this way. And I respond as he has wanted me to respond. And let's say my wife is very wrong, and I'm really feeling justified to tell her or correct her in the way. And then he says to me, no, don't do it that way. This, do it this. Inside, split second. And I apply it. And we have peace. We walk in peace. Later, maybe days later, my wife will come back and say, you know, honey, I saw there that, you know, I said this and I realized I was wrong. That is a beatitude. When you obey and then you see what you have applied is what is written in it, in what the Messiah says or what an apostle has said. Or let's take what Pastor Kabamba was saying about forgiveness. Let's say my wife, I'm just making an example about me and my wife. Let's say my wife says something and I'm really ticked off. And I descend on her like that, even against the one who's speaking inside of me, saying, no, no, you don't go. I just suppress the truth, and I do it. Then when I keep quiet, when all the noise has died down, inside of me, that still small voice says, you know, you didn't listen. It was wrong. And you see, you were wrong. Now, you need to go to her and say you are sorry for what you said. And when I go and say sorry, the true happiness comes back. The true wealth comes back, because I sense how the Father says, well done, my son, that you have acknowledged your fault. You have made right with. Now, we can look even in what I said, chapter 12 of Romans, chapter 15 of Romans, chapter 14 of Romans, chapter 5. Those are beatitudes. He says, be fervent in the Spirit. What does that mean? It means I must be more concerned about doing the things from the position of God's Spirit rather than my own soul, my own decisions, my own personality. You know, when we would say, no, me, I'm like that. I can't, you know, I can't touch those things. Yet at that time, the Beatitude says, as brethren, love one another as though you were family.
Yes.
You know, this thing is troubling this brother, and he's in a mix of stuff which you yourself, naturally, you will not go in and pull somebody. But because you are obeying the Father, you are accentuating the things of the Spirit, you remember that the Beatitude says, love that person, being your brother in Christ, as though he's your mother's child. And you go in and you pull your brother out. What have you done? You have applied the Torah. That is a beatitude. And many times, you'll find that we have a satisfaction which is inside, which you can't boast about, but which comes. And these things, my brother, this is what I'm realizing, that we have not taught them in the church, in the churches, taught that this is how you walk with the Father. This is where He will teach you. I can't teach you to have that satisfaction, but if you relate to Him, He wants a relationship with every one of us. But what we do, I must stand there, I must have my name high, and that is now an anti-beatitude, if I can, put it that way. When you see that we promote ourselves rather than promoting Yeshua HaMashiach and the Spirit of the Lord to be the one who guides us on a daily basis, and we continue to compare our daily life with what is written. Am I hungering for the righteousness of God, or am I hungering for my own justification? Now, if I hunger for the righteousness of God, what does the Messiah say? He says, I will be satisfied as if I've eaten a sumptuous meal. They are practical. They are they are written all over. And the thing is, the key is not to try and do that. The key is always make sure that you are trembling at what God says.
Yes.
You are fearing Him more than anything. You fear to have a problem with God more than you fear to have a problem with a human being. And when we have that kind of attitude, we are walking that way because of the Messiah. These things come out. And when we look in the Word, we are looking into a mirror. We can see, oh, okay, there I'm not the way I should be. I'm going to pray about it. God, help me to be like that.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. I really hoped that we will be talking to Dr. Lesiwe Molokwane, but it looks like he is not responding. It's okay. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, another beauty that is spoken of is in Proverbs 11:22, and I know I am reading this in contrast. And it says, as a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. So I've come to realize that a spiritual beauty, again, is that of discretion. The discretion which is as the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Anyone who is led by the Spirit moves in wisdom, and it's a beauty, not a waste. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, when the Bible says that the mouth that speaks a lot or speaks a lot, I mean, does not lack or sins, or sins do not are not far away from that individual, it shows that when we know how to keep our mouth, when you know how to keep yourself from being in a place where, or for being a place where you need to be talking and talking, you end up by revealing too many things. And by revealing too many things, you put ourselves in trouble. I mean, a Christian, a child of God, is one of the, I mean, this is a life that requires us to be very, self-controlled, kind of. We need to self-control ourselves so that we may not be exposing, I mean, ourselves to the dangers that, I mean, are waiting of us in this world. Now, as you just said, I mean, it's so very, very important. And Muruti Murata mentioned quite a few things as well. When it comes to the attitude, this had to be a kind of the life of, I mean, the day-to-day life. We need to practice this. We need to live it. And means we need to be all the time in a way of paying attention around ourselves, knowing that we have the Word that is guiding us, the Word that is leading us. We're not just living anyhow. You know, one day I spoke about, I was thinking about the Holy Spirit. I said, when the Bible says the Holy Spirit, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we most of the time when we talk, we only look at the heart. We say, okay, I mean, it's the heart that is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's it. It stays there. That's fine. We cannot deny that, because everything that we see, the Bible says all the issues of life proceed from there. It's okay, but the heart does not work by itself. It works with the whole members of the body. It means all the members of the body have to be together with whatever the heart has to release. Mm. And when we understand that, that means the Holy Spirit, when it comes, it does not just stay or just fill the heart. I believe strongly it fills the whole being. It means the whole being is filled with the Holy Spirit in such a way that we start now controlling ourselves, even in terms of making movement, in terms of touching things, in terms of saying or being in places. You know, we don't just say, okay, I'm going there, like some of us will fall into that, what the Bible says, that you worship the Father with your mouth while your heart is far away. Mm. Everything that is of you, wherever you are, it's connected to the Father. That means you are not leaving one part of you, saying, but at this moment, let me just use this one, and tomorrow I'll use the other one. No, it means that every given moment, every part of your body is working for the glory of the Father. Now, when it comes to beatitudes for reason, Jesus Christ, I remember he was speaking in the book of John. He was talking to the disciples, and also the Pharisees, and speaking to the Pharisees and telling them how they are the sons of Abraham, and then they say they were the sons of Abraham, but they said, if you were sons of Abraham, you could not be looking or seeking out to destroy me or to kill me, because I see here you are behaving like your father. Yeah. I mean, when you look at beatitude, it's about the practicality of the life of God, the life of the Father in us.
Yeah.
Because when you do not do it, that means you have to be practicing something different. And exactly the people that were around Jesus Christ, they were living contrary to what they're supposed to be living, although they have a knowledge of a certain word that was written. Murti Muraka mentioned, he talked about the Torah. I mean, we cannot just be talking about, you talk about the Torah, but without, practicing it. James says, James is talking to us about, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be, a doer of the word. It means when you receive something, practice it, make it work. And as you practice it, there are rewards that are attached to whatever we do. And Jesus also said that me, whatever I do, I did not come to speak about myself. I came to speak about the one who sent me. Mm. That simply means that whatever I do is not to glorify me, it's to glorify him. In return, he will glorify me. That means whatever we need to have in mind is that we have to keep up with the mind of Christ, whatever we are, so that as we do it, we glorify him. And him in the return is going to glorify us. Mm. Not like what we see nowadays. People are behaving anyhow. They tend to speak about themselves more than speaking about the Messiah. They tend to speak about themselves more than speaking about the Father. And then at the end of the day, we ask ourselves a question of what are we really following and what are we really learning? And it becomes a problem. The beatitude has to be words and practical things that we put down, and it evaluates us. It makes us to be in a place whereby when you look and say, okay, I've been on a level one, now I'm on level two, because I've grown. I've grown to a place whereby I understand whatever that is attached to whatever I do. So very important. And that's what when Jesus is speaking to the people, say, hey, you need to kind of coming to that understanding. Example, the first part. It was the first thing that he mentioned when he said, he talked about, of the one who are poor in the spirit, as Maruti Muraka mentioned, poor in the spirit. When he came down, he says, when you look at that, what will be the reward? And being poor in the spirit, what does that mean? It means to be simple, to not be arrogant, to be simple in such a way that you live your life not by showing to everyone that you are somebody, but you are doing it in the secrecy, as we talk about being discreet. You are not trying to prove a point to anyone, but you are doing the work that has been assigned to you in that simplicity. But doing so, there is a reward that the Bible says that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is yours. It means the authority, the power that, pertain to the kingdom of God, it will be your share. You won't be forcing. Today, if when you see people going to look for powers, for instance, and as somebody will say that, a prayerless Christian is a powerless, believer. I said, but that is not really even biblical, because, to be honest, not biblical. We don't see it where it is. But we know that the power is not given by prayer. The power is given by the Holy Spirit. Prayer keeps us being in communion with the Father so that we may know exactly what to do, where is His will, and how to go with everything. That's what that prayer does to us. That what we have to do, we need to understand that if you want to really enjoy the power of God to manifest it, the only thing you need to do is to abide to His principle. You just believe in what He says. You just rely on what He has made you to become. And then you live a life of not proving a point to anybody. And the power of God, as in the book of Matthew 6, it says, whenever you pray, what do you do? Say, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come, and let your rulership come. That means let you, God, be in control of whatever that has to take place. And at that moment, you'll be the vessel that God is going to use. But if we don't do that, then we're going to end up by doing what? By going to the mountain, go and look for power. We're going to end by doing what? By going to consult some people and consult some, a diviner somewhere there, consult the Sangomas out there, so that we may get the power. And then when we get those type of powers, we come to church, we start trying to manifest it, that at the end of the day, it will be us being glorified, not Him being glorified.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are talking about true beatitudes. And much of the times I always say to people, that is a blueprint framework, that which you find in Matthew's. But then there, the Yahushua HaMashiach was summarizing throughout the prophets, right through up to Revelations. He was summarizing as to what this is all about. It's just like when people say the prayer that he taught about, which many people say it's the Lord's Prayer, but let's leave it there tonight. That has so many categories. It's a blueprint for a communion with the Father. And I so wish one day we could see how broad this is. He just took the word and summed it up in a paragraph. This is how amazing Christ is. And as he has been described by Professor Chrysel back in the 80s, he says he is the true personification of what wisdom is. And besides him, there is no other way that wisdom can be described, unquote. It's just amazing when you see those.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Believe you me, I was only 19 when I read that.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Yeah, Baba.
It's me, Dumisane.
Dumi.
Always a pleasure, Pastor, to be part of the show.
Welcome.
I greet everybody. I greet all the listeners.
Welcome.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, sir.
What are the topic today, Pastor Ray? The Beatitudes.
Yes.
What are they and what is their purpose?
Mm.
Wow. You know, the Beatitudes are just more than good manners, you know. I often call the whole sermon of the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount, as the constitution of Christianity, of Christ, you know, and then them being the first clause in the constitution, you know. Often when you join the kingdom, or when you are captured by a kingdom, or when a kingdom colonizes certain people, it will teach them the manner of life, the basic manners, which in this kingdom we drink tea, in this kingdom we speak English, for example, in this kingdom we behave like this. So basically what Beatitudes are something like that. These are the ways of thinking and the ways of being in the kingdom of Christ or in the kingdom of God. So that's what you do as normal life. Another way of thinking about what Beatitudes may be, it's like, as I was saying, it's a basic way of thinking in a particular cycle. You remember Timon and Pumba, Pastor Awareness, when they met Simba. Simba was like, hey, I'm hungry, I can finish the whole zebra. Like, hey, the friend from zebra. Hey, kid, if you live with us, you can eat like us.
Yeah.
So they showed him crops. Then he goes like,
that's bad.
So they were introducing him into a Aguna Matata world.
Mm.
So from the lion world where he comes from into the Aguna Matata world, he had to learn Beatitudes.
Mm.
So Beatitudes are basically that. Yeah. So what are their purpose, Beatitudes, Pastor? Beatitudes are actually created. These are the tools that the teacher or the culture creator uses to ignite certain mentalities, or to create a certain mentality in his subjects, or to create an image. In this case, Beatitudes, being from the mouth of Christ, are the tools from the mouth of Christ, from the mouth, someone of the mouth, to create his image in our thinking, so that we have the image of Christ. Remember, what is the goal of all our devotions from the day you were born again up until you go to see the Lord is to conform into the image of Christ. That's the goal of Christianity. It's your goal to be in the image of Christ. So don't just go to church, you're not doing what you're going to do. You have a goal to actually conform into the image of Christ. So you need to know this image of Christ. So Beatitudes are those tools that Christ then will use to actually help you in your devotions, in your fastings, in your struggles, in your reactions, in your lifetime of being a Christian, to actually become in the image of Christ. Yeah. And then also another purpose of Beatitude, Pastor, is to actually give us identity as the citizens of that kingdom. Because how then would you know what you are now, that citizen? It's when you are depicting or showing these attitudes. And how do you identify other people as your own when they depict the same beatitudes, when they do the same manners? You know, yeah, that would be the purpose. So just a little bit to run through some, as the Lord was talking to me. You know, in Matthew 5, like verse 3, the one everybody was talking about now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. You remember, Pastor, at first, churches for the old people. And nowadays, the church is for the young people. So these people are not hungry for the kingdom. They are not poor in spirit. You know, therefore they cannot get the kingdom of heaven. So the beatitude of saying church is for that one, church is for that, the thing, Jesus says you are not going to be blessed. Be hungry, be poor in the spirit so that you get the kingdom. The other one says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Touches a move kind of a talk. So Mona, so here Jesus is promoting you to, if someone beats you and you don't avenge, you actually you're gonna be comforted. So it's right the kind of attitude. And then blessed are the meek, before they shall inherit the earth, the world. You know, get that one, Pastor Ray. Once they say this, there's something that everybody will run first. And most of the time, proudly. But the Bible here, Jesus is teaching you that don't join the race. I'm often see the set myself. Just go slowly. Like, you will inherit that. Just be meek. Yeah, and then the other one, it says, blessed are those who thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Often conflicts want to be resolved by a monster or doing that more than. But Jesus says, no, don't adopt that attitude. Thirst with things be done well. Ultimately, this whole thing will work itself like that, because that will be the ground of how things have been. And then, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, as it is saying, and blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, Pastor Ray, there are people who sometimes act or speak, let me use the word Christianese, when in their heart they are not. That's quite a little bit not wise, because then you won't see the results of what you are doing. So if you really mean to love somebody, then love them so that you'll see God of your own heart, of your own action. So Jesus is saying that, I mean, there's no need to play pretending. That's kind of like subset or something, yeah. And then he's saying, and then next he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. You know, there are people who love to see other people fight or would even encourage that. It's just in them. So if you always promote peace, you'll be called the son of God. There are benefits of being called the son of God, because there will be times the Bible says God corrects those he accepts as sons. There are things that only sons of God get in this life. So if you're a peacemaker, Jesus says you become an heir of that. So it's something to think about. And then blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. So in that one, you know, when now you are trying to do the right thing, and then those who don't like the right, they act against you, Jesus says, blessed are you, because you shall see the kingdom of God. So often, just I close, Pastor, often when you are doing the righteous things, the righteousness is actually a path. It is literally taking you to the kingdom of heaven. So those who are not going to the kingdom of heaven, when you are going there, they often want to stop you. So if you don't get derailed, you will arrive in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray, for the topic. God bless everybody. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dumsane. Wow, I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Lebone Salome.
Hello, Pastor Ray, Libaruti, Kaofelako Studio, and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I love the beatitudes in Matthew 5, when the Sermon on the Mount. I think it's the way that Jesus wants us to conduct ourselves as Christians. I love particularly the, is it verse? I don't know, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When ukusho ukuthi inhliziyo uNkulunkulu, like nibekasho nakuDavid that this is the man after my own heart. A heart is very important. The heart is very important kuNkulunkulu. Inhliziyo ingabi nama grudges, ingabi namagcubu, ibe clean. Uthi blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I think this is the way we should conduct ourselves. The Sermon of the on the Mount, Jesus was teaching us together how we should conduct ourselves as Christians. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good, and we appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are keen to hear from you. And, of course, also drop us a voice note there. We are also keen to hear from you. I asked Godfrey, and I said to Godfrey, look, we are talking about this. What do you say? Godfrey, thank you, man.
Yeah, good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening. Good evening.
Today's topic is somewhat... Yeah, it's complicated, but quite deep. My approach will be the purpose of Beatitudes of the Most High is it's very symbolic and deep. It's a system that the Most High has developed. Since it doesn't have a physical body, his spirit is living in heaven. Any pain or sin that we commit in the flesh, he needs somebody to mimic it for him in order to take the sting out of the pain and then to forgive his people. Like most of the prophets, I remember now Hosea, he asked him to marry a harlot, because that's what the Israelites were doing, and then gave birth to two children, Aholiba and Aholiba, something like that. So that anger, that is God, he can express it physically from the spirit. And then at the same time, I think there is another prophet, I don't know which one, whom he was forced to sleep on a certain side of his body for the rest of a year. And there's another one, I don't know whether it's Ezekiel, who had to cook his food right on top of cow dung, that smoke. Yeah, something like that. So the purpose of Beatitude is still relevant for us now, that the sin that we see, somebody must take that thing and embrace it in our physical body on behalf of the Most High, so that his anger cannot be directed to the people that he loves, so that his mercy can continue to endure. That's how I would approach this topic, the Beatitudes. It's a good thing, but it's difficult. Not everybody can do it. It's not all right. It's tough. It was tough to be a prophet of the Most High, because he will send you where you don't want to go. Jeremiah would send him to meet the priest, and the priest will beat him up and throw him in a dungeon. It was difficult. So I don't know today if prophets, there's so many people who enjoy being called prophets and think it's hungry, they are lucky, because it wasn't during those times, or biblical times, because the prophet had to carry the burden. The real people were standing in between, in the gap, before Yeshua came. Those were the prophets, because every sin, every transgression, they had to carry it on their shoulders. It has to be dispelled and be absorbed in their body, so that the Most High can feel that pain through as an example on one of his own, and then he can take it out. So that was the purpose of Beatitudes. as far as I'm concerned. And today we get people who say they are standing in a gap, but I don't know, standing in a gap is not about praying only. It's about rebuking the evil things that we see. We go out of our own and phone other popular radio station to warn people and talk about the Most High. That's a beatitude, because we are forced, we feel the pain. We hate what the Most High hates, and we love what He loves. That's our message. If we see something bad, evil, we have to express it. We did. There's a lot of changes now coming through the world, because some of these people who were chosen to carry this burden and express it in their body, when you feel that this pain that we see around, then it forces you to go and speak it out in public to warn the people. We've found a couple of radio station pulpit. We spoke to politicians. I've seen a couple of people speaking, talking around to express this pain out so that it goes to the people. Yeah, if you don't get to that level of absorbing this pain and feeling it, then you won't be able to express it out. So, yeah, it serves a good purpose. It's a plan of the Most High, as I've said earlier, that because He is in the spirit, we are in the flesh. And then the pain that He is feeling as the Father when we sin, so He has to redirect it to a human being who's in the flesh, just like Yeshua did, had to come to absorb this pain in a form of this beatitude, and then takes it upon Him and then express it out. Okay, that's as far as I can go for today. Thank you. I hope I make sense. Be blessed in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Good night.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. May the Father do you exceedingly great. Thank you for responding so quick. All right. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. 082-657-2729. And talk to us directly there. We're talking about beatitudes. And why do people continue to say beatitudes? Okay, there's something I have to learn here. I don't want to be left behind. Man, you must teach me.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Wayne.
I greet you all in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
This is quite a difficult one. I'm happy to have learned that there's more to this beatitude. When I've studied, when I've checked in Matthew, and according to my understanding, I believe the beatitudes to be our character and our response towards the Father. And they help us, they build our character, they strengthen us, they paint a picture of holiness to those who do not believe, so that they may see a life of a believer. I want to go to Job, because I believe, I just want to point out a few prophets who have maintained a certain character, a character that proves these beatitudes, that it creates character within us. In Job says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. And then we go again to the book of Psalms. In Psalms 119 verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. And then I want also to go to Paul says, I determined to know nothing except HaMashiach and him executed. And also there's another word from Paul, the word of the Father. He says, for me to live is HaMashiach, and to die is gain. So the few verses that I've just mentioned, I think it's our response towards the Father to show our commitment to Him, our love to Him, and to humankind as well. I thank you so much, and I'm learning also. I'm learning, and may the Father bless you all. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Malak. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about beatitudes, state and purpose of. And of course, this is a broad seminar, I should say. Indeed, I understand. It's a broad one. All right, and beatitudes also, I have said this, Muruti Muraka, you know, and the Father is talking to us with regards to this. A beatitude is also to be found on a path of triumphant processions. It is when our march, let me just make it easy, when our march is the march of salvation, you know, our steps are ordered by the Father. It is like that, you know, Psalm 119 speaks with regards to that. Of course, also, a beatitude is when, according to Psalm 119, verses 11, says, "Thine word have I hidden into mine heart so that I may not sin against thee." When the word stays there, it keeps us pure. Amazing there. And just going back a little bit to verse 9, it says, "How can a herald keep his ways pure? By heeding to your commandments, living according to the word of the Father." Seeing, you know, our youth, our young people, and ourselves living according to the way of the Father. It's a beauty that we can see upon a nation. What say you, Muruti Muraka?
Yes, indeed, it's a victory. Like what when you said triumphal march, it's even when you earlier on quoted Revelation that he who overcomes, those who conquer, those, because our walk here on earth, it's actually a warfare daily. Now, and we are not fighting against physical things per se. We are fighting against spirits that have actually come to hold the world hostage. And Yeshua, by dying on the execution stake on the cross, being buried and then resurrected out of the defunct, is the victorious head. Now, if we walk in his footsteps, those are the beatitudes or the beatitudes, whichever way we call them. I don't know. But I was laughing here, and my wife also, when you say, "Hey, why is everybody
saying beatitudes?" You must help me. It's like, you know, it's like when you, seriously, when you go to Estres and meet some of my friends, they don't say exactly, they say exactly. And I go like, "Man, you must help me to say that, exactly."
No, you know what? When you say beatitudes, I like it because it talks about the beauty of the Lord.
Yes.
But as you were asking the question, then I realized something else. I also realize that if they say beatitude, then it means it must be a certain attitude.
Absolutely.
That we
have, which is beautiful.
A godly one.
Yes.
So, which means, whichever way we are coming from whichever angle we are coming from, the Messiah must be in the center.
Hallelujah.
There is a certain sister earlier on was saying the Sermon on the Mount. And then I was looking at the beatitude in Luke. And then he says he was in a plane, like on a level place. So I say, wow, There is a sermon on the mount, and there is a sermon in the plain. Now, meaning, really, whether we are having it nice, or whether we are finding ourselves in a pressurized place, our whole attitude must be, what does the Messiah want us to do in this situation? How does the Father want us to live? And when we do that, that is really bringing out the beatitudes of God out. And I want to just sum it up this way, my brother. I see Paul in Romans chapter 14 talking about those who, when they are sitting down to eat, they would love to have meat, and or others decide, no, me, I don't eat meat for, and they want to honor God by just eating vegetables. The others who look at the day and say, this is the day to be honored. And others who say, in the name of the Lord, all days are equal. What does he say? But our attitude should be, the kingdom of God is not about meat and or food and drink. It's not even about words. It's about the power of God. We must allow the power he has given us to defeat sin in our lives, to conquer everyday sin in our lives. We must allow that power to work. That power is the power of God. For it is, we don't rely on our own power, because our power is min, if we can say it's little. But when we rely on him and want to please him all the time, these things will become a reality, and that's how we conquer. Because then we are listening to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, Mruti. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, another beauty that I see, it's in Colossians chapter 3, verses 10, Professor, and it says, and have put on a new man, have put on a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. When this new man has a new knowledge, it's a beauty. What a transformation. Romans 12 also speaks about that. What say you, sir?
Thank you very much for the question. As we've been talking about the beatitude and also the beatitude. But actually, to be honest, I mean, the word is beatitude.
Oh, it's beatitude. Okay.
Yeah, nah, beatitude.
No. Forgive me. I'm learning.
To make it the attitude that one must have in order to represent or to portray the picture of our Lord. That's very important. But we need to keep it. That's what one has to do. As we said, every beatitude comes with a outcome, and then the way we even the way you put it, as you say, it's a beauty of all this, because it makes sense way that one has to work in order to keep that that is required of him from the master, so that the Christian life may have its meaning. Because what happened to us today is, we get to a place whereby we live anyhow, and then we need now to come to.
I'm losing Pastor Sam. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. And talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe. maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, time now is 5:02, and yes, Pastor Sam, we cut you there as well.
Okay, yeah, as I was saying, that means it has to be something very practical, because a Christian life is a life of portraying some character or some characteristics that we found in our Messiah or our Lord. We need to come to that place. And then when he was kind of talking to the people, was making them realize that it is very important that on a daily basis, that as you walk, you portray this, because there is a reward at the end of the day. And as you do that, it's also another message that you are giving to the world. But the world, when the world look at us, the world see this, the master or the Christ that you are following. You know, in the book of Acts, in Antioch, as we know, for the very first time, the disciples were called Christians. They were not Christians. They were not called Christians because they were praying a lot. They were not called Christians because, they were doing something. Because they called them Christians because of their behavior, what they saw in them. When they saw them, it really spoke about the Messiah. And he said, these people, they are Christ-like. That means they are really acting like him. And today, if we have to review everything when it comes to our churches today, we need to come to that place of really bringing this, you know, to bring the beatitude in the church. Bring them in the church. Hey, we read them. Maybe we've spoken about them at one point. But what have we really learned about them? How can we put them in practice? How can you practice them? How can you become what the Bible says through this, as everyone has spoken, so that this is the way or way of life of Christians, because we keep it and we build ourselves from that, so that at the end of the day, we know that whatever we're going to get, it's not because of any sort of effort, but because of, we've understood what Christian life is all about, because any life, it must have principles, it must have rules and regulations. And we have to be that way in our mind every single day. Say, hey, what am I doing so that my God, my Lord may be glorified? And at the end of the day, as we said, Jesus Christ was not looking for his own glory, but he was looking for the glory of the Father. And he has to be raised accordingly.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Moruti Mraka, I left it just a minute and a half, and the aspect of beatitudes, it's amazing. And when we look into this, we see also when a person basically lives according to the word of the Father. When the person lives according to the word of the Father, Job 23:12, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Someone who lives according to the word of the Father, regardless of circumstances and challenges. That's a beauty. What say you, Mruti, finally?
Yes. The thing is, we should really be like our Father. He's saying there at the end, in Matthew chapter 5, when he said, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. In other words, you will grow into that maturity which reflects the Father, which Yeshua HaMashiach reflected when he was here on earth. And one will see, and I'm looking at that chapter 5, all of it, at the end, when he concludes. I mean, after he has said things like, you must love your enemies, you must pray for those who persecute you. You know, it sounds nice, like Pastor Kamapa was saying, when you are reading it, it sounds nice.
But when somebody really ill-treats you, the natural way is either you fight them or two, you get somebody to help you against them. But to do what Christ did, while they are crucifying me, says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. To have that kind of attitude and live it out, it's only by his ability. And that's what the Spirit of God who has come into us when we believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. He has come to help us walk it out every day. Have that behavior which Pastor Sam was talking about earlier on.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mruti. I really appreciate. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to our guest listeners and our guest contributors. Julia Mamaria Sifako. Thank you so much. Dr. Barato, thank you so much. Pastor Lesehu, Dr. Lesehu, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Amelia, thank you so much. We really appreciate. And thank you, Mruti Mraka. We appreciate. Sir, pass our regards at home.
Indeed, I will do that, my brother. Thank you. Please do the same to our sister and children, and also Pastor Kabamba to our sister and children in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll do exactly that. And Muruti Muraka, do the same. And Muruti Ray, greet the family. May the Almighty Father continue to bless us.
Thank you so much. And of course, next week, it's another story. Next week, it's another story, man. We are going to be touching on the issue of the earnestness for daily duty. Earnestness for daily duty as to what it is all about. I trust the Father will make us to expand even more on that. Thank you, everyone. And good night to the both of you. May the Father do you good. All right, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you for listening, and then thank you for learning together with us. Dr. Zeblen Mabunda coming up next. From me, Tudaraba.
Let's praise him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the word. Let's praise him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.